Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast.
Hello.
Got a lot to chat about this week. We're going to talk about phobias and mental health. We're going to chat about some new music that I came across today. Christian's probably going to talk about something as well. And I think we're probably going to touch on Linkin Park today as well. I'd say it's probably a good idea. Have a good lengthy chat about that.
Change my opinion on that.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. It's good. I'm excited for the chat that we'll have about it. So, yeah, lots to talk about today. Very excited. I'm keen for this chat. I was just going to ask how your week was, but. I was trying to find a way around it. I was like, there's got to be something else that I can ask. And I just couldn't. I was trying to think on the spot, like, there's got to be something else. I came up with something earlier today and I completely forgot about it. It's a shame because I had something really good ready for you.
How's your week been this week, Christian? Fuck off. There we go. All right. That's how good it's been.
Well done. Yeah, excellent. Cool. Excellent.
Let's move on.
That's good. Let's move on. I had something earlier. I thought about it earlier. I was prepared, didn't write it down, and now completely forgotten. So, yeah. Well, we had a good weekend. How many wins on PUBG did we get?
How many dates did we go?
Yeah, so many. I lost count. Haven't got enough fingers to count. Yeah.
Yeah, you are a drummer, so I guess once it gets past four, you're up shit creek.
That's it. I just go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it just goes back to 1, 3, 3, 4. Exactly. I was going to hit you something even better, but it's fine.
Oh, fucking hell. Go on. No, I want it now.
No, you do want it? All right. Well, how many do you reckon we racked up?
10.
10? Yeah, 10. It's not bad. That's more chicken dinners than you have teeth. You wanted it.
I thought it was going to be something about vocalists, not something fucking personal out of my control. And I have more than 10 teeth. I'm only missing fucking 3 of my back ones.
Just thought I'd hit you with that today. That was good. I came up with it on the spot and everything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Picking on something I'm self-conscious about. Yeah. Good job, buddy.
That's why I didn't want to bring it up. But I was like,
damage is done. You're a piece of shit and everyone knows it now.
I'm in trouble. Anyway. Phobias.
I got a phobia that my best friend's going to pick on my body image.
When don't I?
Oh, yeah. I actually saw a reel about that, but when I was like walking in the door, I was just like flicking through Instagram on my way to the room. And it was like, you think you can hurt me, but I've got a best friend who picks on me and abuses me every day for fun. And I was just like, yep. I've seen a similar one where it's like, yeah, you think your words can hurt me, but I used to hold the torch for my dad when he was working on the car. And I was just like, yep.
It's like holding the torch for my brother while working on the car. That's scary. Yeah, I'm not a very good torch holder.
It's got nothing to do with your brother at all.
No, I do. I get distracted. Especially with, like, if I'm using my phone torch, and all of a sudden, like, all of a sudden a reel will pop up, and I'll go to that reel, and then I'll start moving it around. And
you're an asshole.
Yeah, I'm terrible at it. Anyway. Anyway, phobias. Before we even chat about phobias, we've each got a phobia that we know about, and I'd say they're pretty common among most people, or lots of different people. Like they're probably pretty common phobias to have. Would you say? I don't know.
I don't know if particularly is, but.
This is a bit different.
I don't know. I don't think it's uncommon, but I don't think it's like a super common one.
Yeah. Not as common as mine.
No.
Yours is no. Every second person. Bitch. Yeah, that's exactly right. Every second person is petrified of spiders. And I hate them.
Not me.
The other morning, was it yesterday morning? That might have even been this morning.
Was it the weekend?
Well, there was one on the weekend as well. They just follow me around.
Tell the weekend one. That's a good one.
It is a good one.
You and your big brave girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like if someone wears a pants in your relationship.
I look good in a skirt, all right?
Me too.
I rolled up to Taylor's. And I've walked halfway down the hallway, and on one of the door frames leading into the hallway is a. This one wasn't that big. I probably didn't have to react as badly as I did. There's a big fuck off huntsman just sitting there looking at me, trying to get past. Didn't want to get past.
You shall not pass. He's got a little Gandalf hat on.
Yeah. And I just stood there and screamed at Taylor and asked her to come and deal with it before I walked past. To which she responded, "Don't be a little bitch, just walk through." So, do you reckon I walked through?
No,
I fucking sprinted through. Like, I haven't moved that quick in fucking weeks. I'm talking like the biggest strides that I could do, and I've only got short legs, as you can imagine. I reckon I've done like two like long jump leaps, and I've just gone about 5 meters in 0.001 seconds. Yeah.
You would have put like Olympic athletes to shame in your 10 meter dash.
Oh yeah.
Almost instant teleport.
I would win gold. I would win gold. Serious. Put a fucking spider behind me, and I'm winning gold. I've told you about the time I've gotten into the shower one day. This is when I was younger. I'm like teenager. Gotten into the shower one day. I shit you not. One the size of my fucking hand is in the corner of the shower. I went nuts. Water's still running. I ran straight out of the shower, straight out of the bathroom. I've just gotten to a particular state that I ran outside, front door, and down the street before I realized I was still fucking naked. I'm not talking like just 2 hours. Like, I'm not talking two houses down. Like, I'm talking down the street. Like, way downtown. This is like 4 o'clock in the afternoon after school. And here I am just doing this, like, walk of shame with my bloody hands on my fucking nuts, just walking down the street. Oh, shit. And slowly back up the stairs. The worst part is I had to explain to Mum why the fuck I was running down the street naked when I got back.
Because you're a little bitch.
Yeah. But just fuck that. And I think it was this morning or it was yesterday morning. You've never told me that. Have I never told you that story?
No.
Oh, shit. I'm glad I saved it for the podcast. Need a minute?
I'm good.
Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. Oh, man. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I want this to be a fake story, but it is not
I
fake.
I can just see you like, running down the street, you little fucking just, dick flopping. Oh. And then that fucking embarrassed walk of shame. You just fucking little cupping over your crotch. It's like, oh, shit. Did you do like one on your nuts and one on your bum?
Hey, I just left the bum. Yeah, no, nah, it was all there for the world to see. Yep.
I already made some pedo's day.
You arrived just in time.
Oh, hey, Chris.
But I'm terrified, absolutely terrified. Anyway, this morning I might have walked out to the back bins and out the dock, big industrial bins, and there was just one fuck-off one sitting there. I was walking over to see my boss, talk to my boss, and all of a sudden I've done like, instead of walking straight to her, all of a sudden just done a big fucking turn. She's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, there's a fucking spider on the ground.
God.
And she's like, what the fuck? Anyway, terrified.
Your nudie story reminded me. We had a friend growing up, like a family friend, and they lived on a farm, and it was a cane farm. And so it was her father-in-law's farm, and they had like a little farmhouse built like in the middle of it. So the father-in-law lived in like the main like farmhouse, but then they had this like little like tiny little thing they built for anyway. And so the cane train line that ran through the middle of the farm was literally like their front yard.
Okay.
And so she was sleeping one night and the cane train's rolling through and she had like a nightmare because of the noise that, you know, the cane train had derailed and it was going through the fucking house. And so she's just like jumped out of bed and fucking ran out of the house. Butt naked. As the cane trains just rolled past the house on the line, not derailed, and she's just standing there fully fucking naked for the cane train drivers. They gave a little boop boop.
Hong Kong. That's amazing. That's great.
I was so young when they told us that story, and I fucking still remember it.
Yeah, right. That's a good story. Good story. All the good all nudie fucking run stories are gold.
Accidental nudie.
Yeah. Great stories behind them usually. Yeah.
I don't think I've got any accidental nudities.
No, this would have been on purpose. Someone would have said, "You won't run through that field nude." You would have just gone, "Oh yeah,
oh yeah."
Bang.
Watch me. I can't think of any time I've had accidental nudity.
Do you ever have bad dreams when you were like in high school that you'd roll into school like and for some reason you'd forgotten to put fucking clothes on? Never had that dream.
I did split my pants real bad when I was delivering for Coles. I had to go home and get a new pair of pants. Like pulled up at this guy's house. He's a regular. Mm. I pulled up at this guy's house and I like squatted down to pick these. I had a six stack of crates and like I squatted down, fucking grabbed onto them, went to stand up, stood up wrong, and just completely tore the fucking like crotch to fucking back of my pants. Like completely just split them like the fucking, you know, Moses parting the seas. And I just fucking squatted there, just laughing with fucking everything hanging in the breeze.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't wear underwear.
Yeah.
So I had to do, like, an awkward delivery. I got to the door, and the guy's just like, "You right?" He's like, "All I could hear was you laughing." And I was like, "Yeah, I just fucking tore the cunt out of my pants." Like, like everything's just kind of hanging. He's like, "Nice." He's like, "Do you need some pants?" And I was like, "No, I'm going to go home and get some new ones. It's all good."
Shit.
So I went home and yeah.
That's great.
I'd completely blown the ass out of these pants.
I think that happened to a guy at work the other day, last week.
That's
probably pretty common in that sort of job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, fucking, I was just like, oh, well. That was the funniest thing in the world, just squatting down, and all of a sudden my fucking dick and balls are hanging out, and I was just like,
I told you the other week I fell out of the back of the truck.
Yeah,
I got to see video footage of that today.
Oh, yeah. You look like an absolute dickhead.
Yeah.
Nice.
Shocking. So bad. Yes, embarrassing. So your phobia. Mm. Tell us a story. What should I tell it?
Oh, come on.
not the first one. I want the second one where we were in the floor party the other night.
Oh, I feel like I need to tell the first one.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, my phobia is zombies. Like, I'm fucking terrified of them. Like, proper terrified of them. Like, my heart rate goes through the roof. I start, like, borderline panic attacking. It's fucking horrible. And I still put myself through it because I love watching zombie movies and TV shows and games and all that sort of shit. And it absolutely kills me inside. And as the guys found out, sometimes it gets the better of me. I was playing PUBG with Krug, and I had no fucking idea what was coming because there was no fucking news about it, no nothing. And normally PUBG is just a shooter game against other players, human fucking players. And there was a new big shipping container that dropped out of the sky with a parachute. And I was like, fuck yeah, new loot. All right. So I went to get this loot. And as I approached the shipping container, it buckled from the inside out. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I took like two steps forward and the sides, all four sides, completely blew out and zombies come rushing at me. And the ungodly noises that came out of my mouth were quite embarrassing. Krug was almost in tears, and so was I. I had literal tears running down my face. I couldn't control myself. I couldn't get words out. I almost shit my pants because of zombies in the game. Fast forward to the weekend, and we were playing the same game, and we had to go to the hospital for a mission, and I was like, yeah, fucking all right, let's go. And there's like a new underground section added. So I was like, I'm not fucking going in there. I know what's going to happen. I don't want anything to do with this. Fuck you guys. No. I can feel my heart like ready to jump out of my chest, even like thinking about going down them steps. And the three guys went in there. They explored around. They're like, yeah, no, it's all good. It's fine. And so I was like, okay, I can go look in there too then. Because I didn't want to miss out. So I went safe. Down there. Yeah.
It was fine.
I went in there, I was having a little peek around, everyone's just doing their own thing, wandering around. And there was like these big, fuck you, Caleb. There's these big like cylinders with green fluid in them. And I was like, what the fuck is, I was like, oh, it must be like, you know, it must be like bodies in there or something, like doing experiments. And obviously they're painting a story here. And I, like, get up nice and close, and I'm, like, looking at this zombie floating in the fucking, in the tank, and I'm just, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, man, imagine if this fucking tank burst out like the bloody shipping container did. Like, I'd fucking die. And just as that thought went through my head, Gumby decided to shoot the fucking container right above my head out of nowhere, and I fucking shit. I couldn't fucking do anything. I panicked so goddamn hard. I couldn't even get fucking words out. And the noise that came out of my mouth that time was also fucking ungodly. It was like a seal having a fucking orgasm. I didn't calm down for like the rest of that match. My heart was just like trying to kill me from the inside. It was fucking horrible. I had tears in my eyes. I did. I jumped that fucking hard because I got a wireless mouse. I had my hand. I like jumped like that. That it like flicked my fucking mouse off the desk, and I fucking almost put my neck out. I like jolted that hard.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, that's so good.
Thanks, buddy.
So you wouldn't do so well going through like one of those walkthrough experiences. Like I've been through like Movie World usually do them. If you're on the Gold Coast, they'll do like a Fright Night thing. And there was a
zombie theme.
It was.
I would actually kill someone.
Yeah. There was the one that
unintentionally,
I went,
but
yeah. It's the only one that I could go through and not be terrified.
I'd cry.
Yeah,
I'd piss and shit myself. I'd punch someone. Like someone would jump out as a zombie and try to scare me, and I'd just fucking haul out and hit them, and then cry. It'd be disgusting. It'd be wrong. So I avoid that shit.
Oh, I couldn't imagine. I think nothing would make me more satisfied than taking you through one of those. Because you've got to go in and you've got to hold the shoulders of the person in front of you, and then someone behind you has got to hold onto your shoulders, and you go
Dude,
in
my
like,
heart, no,
single
my heart's
file.
Racing. My heart is racing just thinking about that scenario. Like, I... Fuck you. No.
Go around corners and shit.
No. Nah.
I do one fucking bad one. I went through one. It might have been, what's that terrifying Australian movie? The Outback. Wolf Creek. Yeah. That's it. It was based around that or something like that. And it wasn't too bad. We're going through it all. It's fine. We get to the end and you go through the last door. And you can see the light on the other side, the other door. You can sort of see the little curtain. You're like, cool, we're done. And in this room was just one kind of like a car, like a burnt out sort of car, like proper real size cars. You sort of just have to walk around it and you're off scot-free. When you get in line with the bonnet of the car and you're halfway in that room, all of a sudden, some cunt jumps out from behind the car with a real chainsaw. I think I flew. I think I flew. Like my feet were off the ground, and before I knew it, I was going through that door to the other side. And yeah,
you probably left Taylor behind too. He's like, "You're on your own, bitch."
Eat.
I haven't got to be fast. I just got to be faster than you.
Even better is because we were in such a state, we didn't want to go anywhere afterwards. And we're just standing outside taking our breath. We've turned around. We're chatting about it. We're looking at like the exit. The next group that came through, two guys at the front ran so fast enough they fell over each other out the door. It just, yeah, top notch. Really well done. Really well done. Anyway,
I used to like it was always my job growing up to take the rubbish out to the bins.
Yeah. Okay.
I set land speed records. Not even joking. Mum and Dad used to think it was the funniest shit in the world because they'd be like, "Oh, you gotta take the bins out." Or it's like, "Oh, you gotta take the rubbish out to the bins." And like, nah. I would. They used to like, I remember that sometimes, just for laughs, they'd turn the back light off. Once I got to the garbage bins and went to put the rubbish in, they'd turn the fucking light off and watch me sprint like a little bitch back to the house.
That's amazing.
If you're watching this episode, Mum and Dad, I still fucking remember that. Fuck you.
Trauma.
Emotional damage.
Yeah, I never used to like taking the trash out at night either. Even now, I'll try and do it as soon as I get home from work, so I avoid doing it out like after dark. Not because I'm scared of anything in the dark. I'm actually more afraid of spiders out there. Like that I'm going to walk into a web. I can't see where I'm going. Yeah, that sucks. That's a terrible feeling.
Oh, mate. Like the fucking through a web. Fear.
Yeah. Like,
oh, it, spider. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, no. Nah, just walking through a web. There's been times.
A redback crawl over my foot.
No.
Nah. It's just like, oh, it's a redback and I flicked it off.
No, nah, that's gross. That's terrible. No, nah, I've had times where I've taken my shirt off and I'm shaking it out and I'm doing like these ones all over myself, like trying to get the shit off.
You feel like the tag rub against the back once you put your shirt back on. You're just like, wah! Your fucking shirt's back off again.
It's happened before.
Because you're so on edge. After you get freaked out like that, like every, like you're just like hyper sensitive to everything. It's just like, is that a fucking spider?
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. But I was just reading the first line. An object that triggers a phobia. You may know that a spider isn't poisonous or that it won't bite you, but this still doesn't reduce your anxiety around it.
Right? Yeah, it's like, I know that zombies aren't fucking real, but it doesn't stop me from turning into a blubbering bitch.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And how it gets different people too with different things, like, you know, heights, like fear of heights. Mm-hmm. You know, how many people have you spoken to that said, oh, yeah, I got a fear of heights. Like, I won't go on that roller coaster or I won't go on balcony.
I knew a chick and she was terrified of werewolves.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. One of her coworkers thought that she was like, you know, they found out that she was afraid of werewolves and they thought it'd be a funny joke.
Oh no.
And they changed her like background for a computer at work to a big picture of a werewolf. So when she like got to work, logged into a computer, hit enter, the first thing that popped up was a fucking werewolf like at the screen. And she ended up having to take the day off because she just completely like shit bricks and broke down.
Holy shit. That's terrible. That's crazy. Yeah.
I'd be the same, though, like 100%. If someone pulled, like, a good zombie prank on me, I'd probably be up for assault charges or going home on fucking stress leave. And, like, I'm not trying to be a tough guy either. Like, that would just be, like, my legitimate reaction.
Oh,
would just be to, like, fall out and, like, defend myself.
Yeah. Well, you've heard about it.
Zombie.
Like, in those mazes and stuff we were talking about, those experiences, those walkthroughs, like imagine how many of those actors have been had the lights knocked out of them just because someone's gotten so frightened that their flight and response has just been triggered and they've just reacted. Yep. So, crazy.
Like fight or flight and I've got nowhere to fucking flight. So.
unless in my case where I did fly.
Fly like an eagle.
so unless you've probably caught on, but a phobia is a type of anxiety disorder. It's an extreme form of fear triggered by a particular situation or an object. So that sums up a phobia.
And generally, like speaking to, like a phobia is more intense than just having a fear of something. Like if someone says they have a phobia of something, it's normally like, you know, like we both explained, like you very strongly have a panic attack.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So
like, because, you know, you can have a fear of heights or you can have a phobia of heights. It's like, you know, a fear of heights might be that you climb to the top of the ladder and you're like, oh, this is a bit, you know, my heart's a little bit elevated. Like, this is a bit nervous for me. And then you got people with a phobia who may end up, like, shaking the ladder down because they're so fucking nervous and terrified. And, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, anything from shit in your pants to falling on the ground crying, like, and everything in between.
Yes.
Mm. So, and there's so many different types of phobias. Like, we're not going to be able to go and talk through the wall. But there's ridiculous amounts. You've got ones that are in regards to like environment, so environmental phobias. You got body based phobias. That's it. Yeah, like people who are like, you know, have phobias with like getting a needle injection. Oh, I'm going to throw Rum Taylor under the bus here. I hope she listens to this episode.
And she talk about needle fears.
she can't do it. She can't do it. No.
Dude, I got like traumatized. I never had a problem with needles. And then Kim had to do a nail surgery. I had a really bad ingrown that wouldn't go away. So she had to do a nail surgery. And when she did this nail surgery to numb my big toe, there's like two nerve points that need to be numbed out. And like one's like underneath your toe and one's on top of your toe. And she's like, all right, you know, I'm going to start the injection now. I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So she put the needle in the bottom. And I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like, all right, I'm just going to like push through and get the top one. And I was like, what? And she just like straight up through my toe. Yeah. I didn't feel it, but I could fucking see it. And I fucking fainted. I felt the blood just go, and you know that like that sensation in the back of your mouth when you're about to fucking vomit. I got all of it, no. And I was just like, and from like then on, every time someone even mentioned a fucking needle, I'd just start sweating. I could feel my mouth start to get ready to vomit, and I could feel like the blood start to drain. It's like heaven forbid it was me getting the fucking needle. It was just like I started having to tick the box. Like, do you faint or experience dizziness with injections? I'm like, yep. Fuck. And then, yeah, it's like, fuck. Even when Aria was, like, born and, you know, after a couple of months they're going to go get their first injections and shit, like, I couldn't even look. I couldn't even fucking look when she was getting her injections done. Like, Kim thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And she's just like, oh, it's like, it's my husband, like, you know, he faints. I'm just like,
oh, shit. But you're fine with tattoos.
Yeah.
Say tattoos the same. I don't get it.
And piercings.
Yeah. No,
you got to give me a needle and fucking it's on like Donkey Kong.
Oh gosh, that's good. Well done. Good story. You never told me that before.
I never told you that one.
Yeah, yeah. No, you hadn't told me that.
I'm good now. I've had needles since then, and I'm okay with it. Like, it still gets my heart up, but I've gotten over it. I wouldn't say I had a phobia. I just had a fear of needles.
Fear for a while. Yeah.
Traumatized me for a little bit there, watching that needle go right through. I was just like,
that's insane. So as I said, the body-based phobias, so yeah, anyone who doesn't, you know, people who faint at the sight of blood and things like that, et cetera, et cetera.
I had a leaning hand like that. He was our first aid officer.
Anyway, he was your first aid officer. I cut my finger and it, whoop. No way. Did he go over?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Nearly went over, man. He had to, like, fucking, he wouldn't look at me. He's just like, reaching through, like giving me the fucking first aid supplies, not looking at me. He's like, hey, fix it. And I'm just like fucking gushing blood everywhere. I was just like, oopsie. Because that's,
oh my God.
I don't know if I've got a scar on that finger.
Yeah, from it.
It was a bad one.
Yeah, okay.
It was a bad cut.
Yep.
But wow. It was a fucking shocker.
Yeah, shit. Crazy. Social phobias as well.
Yep,
but we've kind of touched on social phobias with
like stage fright, public speaking,
crowds,
even intimate situations too, like, you know, one-on-one situations, having a phobia of that, like
That took a long time for me to overcome. I think it was not so much as a phobia, but it was a fear. So something that I had to work through. But yeah, definitely a tricky one to get over the top of.
Yeah.
Symptoms. Spoken about a few.
We've spoken about a few there. You could shit your pants. You could cry. Your heart rate goes up.
Trembling, shaking. Hot or
nausea,
cold flushes.
Vomiting or diarrhea.
Oh. Chest pain or tightness in the chest.
Oh, man.
Oh.
That was the second one where Gumby shot that tank.
Yeah, that shaking. Chest pain. Yeah, well. Oh, shit.
And you all thought it was the funniest fucking prank in the world.
Still
it was
is.
Pretty funny when we went in back, though, and, like, locked ourselves in that room.
Oh, yeah. I thought, there's no way. I was like, I walked in, and I was like, I wonder if I close this, does he walk past it? I was like, there's no way, right? And then I wondered how long before you and Krug would pick up on it, and then I noticed you picked up on it, and you lost it. That was great. You can feel a lot of stress if a phobia comes up with a situation or an object or whatever it might be that triggers your phobia. You can feel stressed, anxiety, embarrassment, overwhelm, depression. Oh, look, it's almost like we've talked about every single one of these things on an episode. Look, stress, yeah, being overwhelmed a couple of weeks ago. Embarrassment, we haven't done embarrassment. It could be a good topic. Anxiety and depression. So, yeah. What's going on?
Not you. Oh, Twisted's messaging me.
How is he?
Yeah, I forgot to close Steam down. It's like,
causes of phobia. We've kind of touched on it, but you can have past incidents or traumas. So hard to narrow down where I've got the phobia of spiders from. I think learned responses from early life. I think old man's petrified or got a phobia of spiders as well. So yeah. I think that was kind of just passed down, I guess, almost like a genetic. Weird.
Yep.
Yeah.
It does say genetic factors is one of them.
It does too. There you go. Genetic factors, reactions and responses to panic or fear, and experiencing long-term stress, so all that sort of stuff. We're going way well and truly over our chat, but treatment and self-care for phobias, I mean, it all just comes down to the things we've talked about in the past.
Talk to someone. Coping,
yeah, coping methods for panic attacks, which we've talked about a little bit in different episodes. So just realizing it's all about not putting yourself in that situation, right? Like, you know, I'm not going to go walking through, like, trees that are really close together in the middle of the night, because I know that I'll probably walk through a web and some spiders, and that'll trigger my fear. So I'm going to avoid it, and I'll stick to the footpath.
I like that one of the treatments is like exposure therapy, gradually exposing you to the object or situation you fear. And like carrying it out in a safe and controlled way. So like, you know, use an example of the dentist. If you've got a fear of the dentist, you can read about the dentist, you look at pictures of a dentist chair, or you can sit in the waiting room without an appointment or talk to the dentist, and then finally, you know, go to the dentist. And I'm like, I expose myself to zombie shit all the time and I'm still fucking terrified and I'm never going to meet a zombie to fucking face it.
So Mum did this to me when I was a kid. Because I had a phobia. I've had a phobia since I was younger. She sat me down at the computer and she goes, right, we're going to get you out of this phobia. And she did that, exposed me to it. She's like, she made me read about it. And I was like, cool, don't give a shit. And then started showing me photos. And I was like, yep, still fucking scared.
And, I remember I used to be like nervous around the serrated edge on Glad wrap containers.
Really?
Yeah, right. I used to be nervous that I'd cut myself on it. And Dad was like, "Stop being a little bitch. Like, give me your fucking finger." And he like grabbed my finger and like put it on there. And it didn't cut me, But what did fucking cut me was I panicked and reefed my fucking hand back and just serrated it across the fuck. Oh. That's ow. Like a bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Dad.
That's great. So,
I remember that too, you prick. That was in Avoca Road.
That's great. That's amazing. Anyway, that's all I've got to say on phobias. Just
magpies too.
Yeah, we've heard that story.
Yeah, fucking magpies, you shitters. I remember, I've got one little update to that story. I remember after I got the shit swooped out of me, I was that fucking terrified. I'd been sent down to the corner store on a pushy to get bread and milk in the morning before school. And on the way back home, I got swooped and I was that fucking terrified that I was like hiding in this person's yard. It was like a two-story house. And I was like hiding under like the little awning of their driveway, their garage. And like Dad came past and he like laughed at me.
That's great.
Wanted to know why I was taking so long, because I'd been pinned down by a fucking magpie, you prick. Fucking parents.
Yeah. Do your kids have any phobias?
No, not that I'm aware of.
No. Yeah, interesting.
Braver than I am.
I recall a time it wasn't me, but I was, I recall a time where someone was given a phobia on that particular day. I was working in a cafe. I was doing a cash job on the weekend. Anyway, I was working coffee and the other lady was doing whatever she was doing, like food, and she was doing milkshakes. One day she does a chocolate milkshake, serves it up to the guy. And about a couple of minutes later, guy walks back up to the counter with his milkshake, dumps it on the bench, doesn't say a word, and walks away. We had a look at the milkshake. She had blended a cockroach up in that milkshake. Yep. And there was little bits of cockroach all through the milkshake, little legs, little fucking body. Yep. She obviously hadn't had a look in the cup. Ice cream straight on top of it. Chocolate, milk, blended, served. I bet that guy has never ordered a milkshake to date.
Oh, yuck. On that note, a word from El Caleb.
The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. We've been chatting about phobias. We've had a good laugh. Been some great stories that I haven't heard before and some stories that I haven't told before. It's been good. We're going to have to revisit phobias at some stage, I think. It's been too enjoyable for all the wrong reasons.
I've really enjoyed laughing at your fears and your moments of like sheer panic.
Yeah. Terrifying.
Totally went out and told my housemate your story about you running down the street.
Yeah,
naked.
Yeah. Yep.
Head I was in tears.
Die again.
Yep.
That good, hey?
Yep.
Anyway, well, it's embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
Good.
Yeah, we should do an episode on embarrassment. I've got a fair few stories there.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's chat about music. Linkin Park.
Yeah.
This week came out, and then announced a new singer.
Mm-hmm.
And a new song. New song came out. A new album announced. Yep. Yeah. That's cool. We've talked about Linkin Park on the podcast before. safe to say that I'm a fan of their music. So, exciting.
I didn't like the new song at first. I didn't like her singing previous Linkin Park songs. I was just like, not really doing it for me. But it's kind of grown on me, the new song. And they did like a live premiere like early this morning.
Okay.
Like the new song. It's like a whole like hour and a bit of live with her fronting the band, doing like a bunch of old Linkin Park songs and the new one.
Yep.
And she did pretty well. Like,
okay.
I think originally I was just like, she sounds nothing like Chester.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. Like,
no.
I guess they're not trying to make, like, get someone that, because there's a million people out, not a million, but there's a lot of people out there that sound exactly like Chester or, you know, do just as well. And, I think they maybe made a good choice by not choosing someone that sounds like Chester and then having fans and friends like jump up and down like, you're disrespecting his memory. And
sort of taking it maybe a little bit more of a different direction, because it's been a while since
7 years
the band has released
since Chester.
So it's almost like a new band, but not in a way. Do you think they could have changed the name, or do you think keeping the name was the way to go? Because I was thinking about that today.
Someone commented, they were like, you know, Linkin Park existed before Chester. And Linkin Park will continue past Chester, and even Chester himself, there's a quote from him saying that, you know, they wanted to make something where Linkin Park wasn't just the person, like solely around like the personalities in the band. It was like, you know, the music,
right?
And just because someone drops out or something happens, like, doesn't mean the band dies.
There are countless examples of band members moving on and the band name staying exactly the same, not changing. So
Suicide Silence.
Their
lead singer died in a motorbike accident, and they got the lead singer from All Shall Perish.
Okay, yep.
Still releasing music as Suicide Silence. I can't say I really like the direction they went with the new singer. He was great in All Shall Perish, but I think he sucks ass as the lead singer for Suicide Silence.
The new drummer for The Offspring. Still The Offspring. I was a little bit, unsure about it to start off with, but still The
Metallica.
Offspring. Metallica. The list goes on. Like, there's an extensive list of band members who have moved on, and band stayed the same. So, I think the new song is okay. I think it's good. I don't think it's anything to write home about. It'll probably grow on me if I listen to it more. But I think it's fine. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's pretty cool. So
no, I didn't like it at first. Like, I didn't not like it. I just didn't jump out at me. But it's kind of grown on me a little bit more.
Yep. The album will be cool. It'll be cool to see, the entirety of the difference in the direction with the new vocalist.
I think she definitely sounds better like studio over live.
I 100% agree there. Don't know if she was a part of anything like before. Surely she'd been doing live stuff before, and it's not like it'd be her first ever live stuff. So
I forget what band she was in, but she was in a band before that.
Yep.
I know there's like a lot of controversy around her at the moment. Like, people are jumping up and down because they think she's the choice to have her is like completely disrespecting Chester's memory, because she had like ties to Scientology movement, and she was like, she's originally supported some dude who was ended up being a convicted rapist. Like a lot of like big name celebrities came out in defense of him, and then he got found guilty, and it was like, well, so a lot of people are saying, like, you know, like, this is disrespecting Chester, like, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, I feel like his bandmates and close friends are probably going to have a better understanding than his fucking fans do. And
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm excited. That's really cool. It's cool that Linkin Park are back and releasing new music. Yes.
My song,
yes,
before I forget it.
Yeah, go for it. Go for gold. Yeah. What would you like to talk about?
Stay Away by, I'm assuming it's Nitti, like Nitti, and Outrage. I sent it to you last night. I don't know if you listened to it this morning when you woke up.
No, I don't. I didn't click into it.
Cool. Fuck you. I don't know.
I didn't even see the message.
I did. I sent it to you.
Okay. Never send me stuff after I go to bed.
Anyway, it's not metal.
Oh.
It's like dubstep with like a bit of hard, like heavy rock incorporated into it.
Okay.
Pretty fucking cool. Pretty fucking cool. Yet again, just popped up in on an Instagram reel, and I was just like, it's pretty catchy.
Okay.
So I looked it up, and I was like, I can get around this. Mm-hmm. Had a couple of listeners to it today, and I was like, fuck yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay.
Nothing to really say about it, except that it's dubstep with a bit of hard rock, and a bit of a breakdown kind of feel, a little bit heavier, like some vocals and shit. And yeah, I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Is it a newer kind of song, or has it been out for a while?
Yeah, no, it's new as shit.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Yep.
Like super, super new.
Yeah, nice. Cool. And Nitti.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. If that's how you say it.
Yeah, I got no idea. Could that be fucking 90 for all we know.
That's what I'd forgotten up until now, but that's what I was going to talk about at the start of the episode, was how crazy the English language is and how some things read and sound, and it just boggles my mind.
But we're not going into that.
No, we'll be here all night. I came across a song today. I sent it to you. I think you listened to it, which is cool. Appreciate that. Maybe.
I was going to make a real dirty comment, but yeah, I listened to it.
Oh, yep. I wish you did. I like dirty comments.
You said you came across a song, and I was just going to say, I normally come across it, but...
Which I never asked. Nightmare, The Devil, by Fame on Fire. Newest single of their...
Like you.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought so until you said that, and then listening to it again, I was like, okay, maybe. So I'm keen to have a shop at that. That single is off of an album that came out 4 days ago.
So fresh.
Fresh. The new album is called The Death Card. And I've never heard of Fame on Fire before. Never.
Me either.
No. But really enjoyed that single Nightmare. So I'm going to go through and have a look at that album, or have a listen to that album, and see what else is on there. I did watch the YouTube video of the single Nightmare. YouTube video is pretty cool. Yeah, not a bad video. Enjoyed it. And yeah, pretty cool. So,
yeah.
That's it.
I did find another song too. Fire, Blood and Steel by Brothers of Metal.
Brothers of Metal. Okay.
I'll send you that one too, and I put it in Discord.
Then I think I've listened to that one. That's why it sounds familiar when you said Brothers of Metal.
Pretty fucking good. It's just a power metal song. There's no beating around the bush.
Yeah.
It's like it's great. It's fucking great. Simple, but massively catchy.
Yep. I like power metal at the best of times. Power of the Beast.
Beast in Black.
Beast in Black. I showed Taylor that the other day. I have to tell you about this. You're not going to like this. We're driving back from Gold Coast, I think, last weekend, whenever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And Spotify have this thing now where you can join into a listening playlist together. So like if you're on a drive home, you can join on your phone into their Spotify and like you do a conjoined playlist and then a place with the car or whatever you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, cool, I'm gonna start like adding all of these songs to the list that we can listen to. And a few are popping up, I'm like, oh yeah, that Beast in Black. That song came up, Power of the Beast.
Mm.
I was like, oh yeah, you gotta listen to this. And she's like, all right, fine, I'll listen to it. And like it started off and she's like, and I'm like, just get to the chorus. Just get to the chorus and I promise you, you'll be loving it. And she did it on purpose. Just before we got to the chorus, she hit next. I was there, like, and I'm going hard at it. Like, I am in the car, singing my heart out, going hard, just enjoying myself, having the best time, ready to absolutely belt the shit out of a chorus. And then it got cut off.
Fuck her off. get a new one. Fuck you, Taylor.
I started it again, and then we listened to the whole way through. And the other one I showed her too, I'm really loving at the moment, Siamese. Is that the name of the band?
Oh, yeah.
This is not a song. This is not a song. It's awesome. It's just fucking so good. Like, I would go see them live just for that song.
Fucking A, it'd go off.
And it'd be about the only thing ever I would go into the pit for. The only, like, that's it. You know what I'm like with pits?
On that song.
I would go into that one. Yep. I'm going to add that to the playlist.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And been enjoying the shit out of that. Yeah, this is not a song by Siamese.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, like, electronic kind of metal hybrid.
Mm. Yep. Yeah. Really cool. Really cool what they do in that song in particular. Mm. So yep.
Enjoyed the shit out of that song.
Mm.
Another Instagram find of mine.
Yeah, that's great. So many different ways to find your music now. So it's awesome. Yeah. So great. Love it. Great.
Fuck yeah. Music.
Been awesome. Next week, I looked at the list.
Oh, good joke, because I didn't.
Didn't memorize what we were going to talk about. And if I bring up Discord now, I'm going to get the deep voice. So, yeah, fuck it. You know what? We're gonna have
get the deep voice.
Yeah, we'll get the deep voice going. Let me load up Discord. We're
gonna chat about next week. We're definitely gonna add. Definitely gonna add embarrassment.
Instant.
Is it instant? It's just straight away. Yeah. No way. I've loaded up Discord, and for some reason, my computer doesn't like it. We could just chat about embarrassment.
Okay.
Yeah. It just means that I didn't even have to open up Discord and use it getting the deep voice for the fuck of it. This is going to be a thing now. Thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Next week, we will be discussing embarrassment and mental health and how it can affect your mental health. You become too embarrassed. Thank you, Christian, for joining me. We'll see you next week. It's okay to not be okay.
You're making me wet.
See you next week. Bye.
See ya.